Welcome back to the 8-Minute Daf. I'm really excited to restart the 8-Minute Daf. Bezer Hashem, I'm a Kabbalah myself, to at least do Mesachtas Kiddushin, whether it's myself or have somebody else do it. So please join me on this journey. And you know, the 8-Minute Daf is about the synopsis, the main points of the Daf. If you're interested in a little more, there's a full shiur that lasts about 40 minutes, especially if you do it in 1.5 speed. You have more charts, animation, stories, jokes, etc. So let's get into it. And of course, I always appreciate feedback, so let me know what you think. The Mishnah tells us that a woman is nikna b'shalosh drachim. A woman is acquired in three ways. Kesef, shtar, ubia. With money, a document, and the money in the document, he would say, Hariat Mekudeshes, or write Hariat Mekudeshes in front of two Edim, and deliver it to her. And Bia, relations, as long as the Edim see that there was Yichud, and he has Kavana for Kiddushin. A woman acquires herself back, that she can marry anyone she wants, in two ways, with a get, and with the death of her husband, get the Mises Abal. How much is money? How much money do you have to give the woman in order to acquire? How much value of money? According to Bishamai, the value of a dinar. According to Beisilo, the value of a pruta. The Yavama, that's a woman who lost her husband and they didn't have children together. Her brother-in-law either marries her or she performs chalitza. The only way he can marry her is bebia, which is relations. Although Rashi brings, he could acquire her with money, that's Maimer, but that's only to make her usher on the other brothers, not to make an actual kinyan. How does she acquire herself, that she's mutter to marry anybody she wants, with Chalitza, by removing the Yavam's shoe and going through the whole process, and with the death of the Yavam? In fact, if this Yavam did Maimer, which is giving the money, or Shtar, or Get, it only makes her puzzle on the rest of the brothers. Now the Gemara is going to go into the Lashon. We have four words here, and each word the Gemara wants to know, why were those words chosen? It says, Ha'isha, why isn't talking about the men? Niknes, why isn't talking about Kiddushin, like in the second parrot? Shalosh is a Lashon Nekeva, usually the Torah speaks in a Lashon Zachar. And why does it say the word drachim instead of dvarim? So we'll start with the word niknes. It says the word niknes, which is a lashon d'oraisa. That's how the Torah speaks. Ki yikach ish isha. And we learn Gzeir Shava, kicha kicha from Zdei Ephraim, that a woman can be acquired with money. And the word kicha that the Torah uses is actually a lashon of kinyan. So that's why our Mishnah talks about kinyan. The second parak, Hoyish Mikadesh, it's a Lashon Chachamim. Kiddushin is a Lashon Chachamim that he makes his wife usher on the rest of the world like Hegdish. Why doesn't our Mishnah use a Lashon of Hoyish Kaina Umakna? He acquires and gives her over to herself. Because one of the ways that a woman acquires herself is with the death of her husband. And that the husband doesn't do. He's not giving her anything. He's not giving her a get. It happens min hashamayim. Another reason the Gemara says is to teach us that a woman can only be acquired with her will, midaita, and not bal karcha. Now let's move on to the word shalosh. Shalosh is a lashon nekeva, and the rest of the Torah is lashon zachar, or most of the Torah, says the Gemara, because it says in the Mishnah the word derech. The way. And derech is a lashon nekeva when we're talking about the Torah itself and when we're talking about women. But for instance, when we're talking about war, it's the way of a man to go to war. So over there we use a different derech is a lashon zachar. When we talk about a zav, it's also a lashon zachar because ziva, to check how a person became a zav, is only possible by a man, not by a woman. Now, why doesn't the Mishnah use the Lashon Dover? Dover is also a Lashon Zachar. The Gemara explains because we talk about bia, relations, and that is called derech. And kesef and shtar are there to achieve the bia. Another pshat the Gemara says is because it's the way of the man to go look for a wife, like Adam HaRishon lost his bone, so a man looks for what's lost, and he's looking for his wife. And with that, we finish the very first daf of Kiddushin. Rabbi Isai, have a wonderful day, and I'll see you tomorrow, Be'ezer Hashem.